Hi Mama, today I want to talk about running late because it's something that lots of mums struggle with, and I've noticed that there seems to be a general acceptance of being late when the kids are babies and toddlers, because of course there's blowouts and tantrums to deal with. But once the kids are in school, then there's the thought that we definitely should have it together by now, and that there's something wrong with us if we don't, which is simply not true. So let's dive in. Hi Mama, and welcome to Stay at Full Motherhood. Do you want to be present with your kids and light yourself up pursuing your passion without adding more to your plate? Are you tired of waiting for one day when to finally have time for you? Are you sick of making decisions dictated by your to-do list and still struggling to get it all done? I'm Jo, mum of three and life coach for stay-at-home mums, and I spent 7 years telling myself everything else had to get done first before I could start the blog I'd always wanted. I believed there just wasn't enough time for me, and that even if there was, I'd struggle to have the energy and focus to do it anyway. Until I found a way to stop being busy doing all the things and instead prioritise getting what matters done. And now I'm sharing what I've learned with you. So take a deep breath in, remind yourself you're worth the effort, and breathe into your knowing that you are capable of everything you decide you want for yourself. Let's go. So I used to see myself as a person who was just late for everything, but if we look at what running late really is, it's not a personality trait, and it's definitely not a personality flaw that needs to be fixed or forced out of you with a good talking to. It is your nervous system working exactly as it should to keep you alive. The panic, the urgency, and the rush you experience is a clear indication that you perceive danger somewhere in your environment. In that moment where you are rushing, you are running for your life. Now, you might be thinking, but there is no danger here. I'm not running from anything. But it may be so ingrained in you to keep moving, and to keep doing, because that created safety for you in some way in your childhood. So you may now be running from the idea of ever slowing down and having space and calm and peace in your life at home. Because rest and slowness, stillness and play, surrendering control and asking for help from other people may be so entirely unfamiliar to you that they feel like a threat, like danger, and that will always keep you running. So we find our safety in what's familiar and what's known, because our nervous system understands that we survive very well doing the same thing we've always done. It has plenty of evidence of this in the fact that we're still here, we're still very much alive. So you can now start to drop the identity of, I'm just a person who's always late, because that's not who you are. It's how your nervous system is responding, and likely has been responding for many, many years now. This idea of an identity of lateness is entirely discounting all the times you've ever been on time. And what about those times when you are rushing, yes, but when the energy behind the rush is your desire to get going on what you really want to be doing? It's not because you're coming from a place of perpetual failure and not enoughness. So if you feel like you're living with a sense of urgency all the time, if your default thinking is that time is scarce and that you have no option but to race against the clock all day long and to exist in this compulsive busyness, then your energy is going straight into the emotions of distrust and dislike of the world and of ourselves. So we're then beating ourselves up all day long for our perceived failure at being able to show up on time, when if we really stopped to think about it for a moment, we would never agree that our worth could ever be dependent on whether we arrive at school 1 minute before the school bell or 1 minute afterwards. So telling yourself that you're not decent or even that you're a bad person for being late and berating yourself for this only ever brings more perceived threat, more perceived danger, and more reasons to run away from that. And so it will only ever keep you running. And then what happens is you end up creating the experience of being late over and over again to keep yourself in the familiar loop that you've come to find your safety in. And then, just as quickly as you go to berating yourself, you can turn on your partner and kids in the same style of attack. Just looking everywhere and anywhere to blame and to fix and just get out of this perpetual mess that you feel stuck in right now. So in this panic survival mode state where your nervous system sees you as running for your life, what you're not doing is thinking rationally or consciously making space to allow any compassion for yourself or for anyone else. Before you can do that and begin to rewire the thoughts that you have about yourself in your head, you have to first be with the feelings in your body. Be with the panic and the fear and the not enoughness. And I have found the easiest way to remember to do this when you notice you're in that urgency and hustling is to bring your attention to your posture and your movement in that moment. So you're likely to be scrunched up and scurrying as you rush. So just taking a moment to pull your shoulders back, to lift up your head, to open up across your chest and your forehead can make all the difference in the world to how you see yourself. So Dr. Libby Weaver, she puts it so well when she says, make it part of how you care for yourself to hold yourself well. I love that. So by paying attention and opening up the body, rather than remaining in this defense mode, we can then bring our awareness to where it is we're experiencing the emotions we're feeling in the body. And know that we have the strength to be with those emotions and to allow them to process and to move up and out, which is what they want to do. You can help any emotion you feel to do that, to move up and out, by keeping your attention focused on the emotion with questions like, where is there a sensation that I'm feeling in my body right now? What colour is it? How big is it? Is it moving or still? Is it vibrating? Is it hot or is it cold? And once we've felt the emotion shift or move in some way in the body, we can then start to look at the language we're using to speak to ourselves as we judge ourselves and beat ourselves up for our failure to be on time. So the language you use can easily become another weapon used against yourself, and you can quickly find yourself naming all the ways that you are wrong and all the ways you need fixing and all the ways you will never be good enough. But what if the language we choose can just be plain and simple in its acceptance of our being late? Exactly like back when we had babies and toddlers. What if we simply said, I was 1 minute late for school drop-off this morning? What if your lateness didn't have to hold any deeper meaning than that? What if nothing more had to be said about how, for example, you'll never sort yourself out because you've always been this way and you always will be? The judgment of ourselves is always going to come up because we're human, but we can commit now to choosing in the moment to keep our language to describing things as they are without our biased interpretation. So your movement and posture and your language are two very valuable tools that you can choose to use to help you live your life as the person you want to be rather than the person you're telling yourself you've always been. It's entirely possible for you to create a life where you're no longer running endlessly in the loop of your survival mode. But key to this is really an understanding that your lateness and rushing is not who you are. It's how your nervous system is responding. This will help bring you into acceptance that everything within you is working exactly as it should based on the level of threat or danger you're perceiving, rather than perpetuating the idea that everything in you is flawed and you must rush to find a fix for yourself as soon as you possibly can. And I love this quote by Carl Rogers to remember the impact of this level of understanding and acceptance. And it goes, "The curious paradox is that when I accept myself just as I am, then I change." Okay, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you would like coaching on this, then sign up for a free discovery call at my website, joyfulmamacoaching.com. That's joyful with two L's. Mama is M-A-M-A. Okay, it's time for me to go dance in the kitchen to this week's song, which is I Ran by A Flock of Seagulls. I hope you'll go play it and dance to it too. Till next Tuesday, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.